sponsors.
You gotta be good with the sponsors. Huh? You gotta take a picture of that? I'm excited.
Gotta get the label.
Make sure Larry sees this.
There it is.
Exciting. Everybody good? All right. Obviously the outcome of last Saturday wasn't what we wanted, but we did get an opportunity to evaluate some players. Got a couple quarterbacks in the game, and we'll continue to do that this week and evaluate guys and hopefully get a jump on, one, recruiting, see where we need to go in recruiting, two, to evaluate where these guys fit on our football team for the future. There's some good things defensively. I thought we did a good job for the most part. Got to give up a couple plays in the run game, but I thought we did some good things to stop and run. I think we kept them below 4.0 per rush, which is good for us right now. We were good on third downs on defense. I thought we ran the ball on offense better than we probably thought we could, with their size up front last week at Troy. So there were some good things. We didn't, the two quarterbacks, it's kind of a mixed bag. We'll give them an opportunity to see if we get better this week. And again, I think we're gonna probably go and recruit really, really hard to see if we can find somebody that can lead this football team at that position. Open it up for questions.
Coach, it is senior day, of course, on Saturday, and completely understand how you want the young guys to get the reps.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be kind of a lean towards getting some of the seniors out there? Tyler Jones comes to mind.
Well, here's where I look at it, Bill, and I have this deal in my mind. I talk about human element, and in a program, you got to take the human element out of building a program. When you take the human element out, you don't get all the personal stuff don't come into play. It's how am I going to get this football team better? I do want to help and honor the guys that have been here, but I want to make sure that we're moving forward with our program also. So we're still in the process of deciding what we're going to do Saturday with the senior deal. I want to be able to play those guys, but I also want our program to move forward, and I want to play the guys that are going to help us do that for the years to come.
Do you think we'll see a different starting quarterback this week?
We'll practice today and then kind of make that determination after tomorrow who will be the starter.
What have you seen from Arkansas State as you evaluate film, looking numbers?
Team that offensively has gotten better from the start of the year, obviously, where they struggled in the first four. Anytime you break in a new quarterback, that's what happens in a program. They've got a very talented running back, good offensive line. They are obviously gotten better offensively throughout the season. I think defensively they've been pretty good all year long. Not real complicated on defense. Do what they do. Two dynamic pass rushers on the edges. Good linebacking corps. Good up front. So and good in the special teams aspect of their team. So it'll be a big challenge. They're obviously in the mix for trying to win a piece of the conference title. So I'm sure they'll come in here after losing last week, which you look at the numbers, they shouldn't have lost the game. They gained 521 yards of offense and gave up less than 300. You wonder how they lost the game. So I'm sure they're a little bit disappointed in how they played last week, and they'll want to come and try to, at least give themselves a chance for a conference championship. So it'll be a big challenge for us. Good, really good football team.
On some of the seniors, obviously, Melvin Jones, which were the team captains, mm-hmm. but who are some of the other seniors who have kind of helped build this program along through this season, your first year, obviously, trying to help instill your vision?
I'll give you one guy that if I had to have back on our team, maybe two guys that I had to have back on the team, Javonte O'Roy and Damani Alexi. I'd love to have those two guys back here, to help us build it on for the future. You're talking about two guys that probably have bought in as much as any seniors on our team. Are they? Will we out recruit them? Yes. No question. Talent wise, yes. But heart, toughness, all the things that we look at, those two guys have probably given us more than any other seniors on our team.
Coach, looking at 2017, like you were talking about, how does maybe UTSA getting bowl eligible, or maybe Tom Herman at UT now, how does that change the strategy for Texas State in terms of recruiting?
None.
Arkansas State, they're playing for a share of the Sun Belt championship.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in here last time we meet y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice to kind of spoil their party, kind of ruin that? You know, I mean, the season's not over. We're talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
There's still one more game left.
Yeah, it would be nice. That's why they play.
What do you think it'll take to?
Everybody playing as hard as they can play and taking care of the football and scoring points on offense and not giving them up on defense.
Do you feel confident you can do that?
Well, I do every week. I do every week.
Coach, back before the Georgia State game, it probably wasn't fair because you hadn't seen it up close and personal and down of Sun Belt football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compared to what your thoughts were before we started our Sun Belt Conference schedule to now, what are your thoughts on the league football-wise?
It's a good league. It's I think a league that from year to year that, you know, a team that things fall into place, you can win it. I think any team can win this league. I really do. I think it's you got to stay healthy. You got to. You know, your talent level has to be, you know, in the right spots. You got to have a quarterback in this league to win. And you got to play really good defense in this league to win. I really believe that. And those are the things that we look at is where do we have to improve? You know, you got to be good up front in both offensive and defensive lines. I don't know if you have to be great up front, but you need to have good players on both the offensive and defensive line. You need to be good on defense, and you need to have a quarterback. And that's kind of where our attention has been in recruiting is making sure those areas are top-notch as best we can as we move forward.
The past 12 game weeks, Coach, of course, we asked you a lot of questions about X's and O's and
mm-hmm.
what will you do against this offense, this defense. But I go back to when you first got here and
mm-hmm.
you talked about building a championship culture
mm-hmm.
and how a lot of that stuff happens outside of those white lines over
mm-hmm.
there. But do you feel like you're making progress in those other areas apart from the X's and O's and even recruiting and those things?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're not close to where we have to be. There's got to be some we got to put the foot on the gas when this offseason starts with our players, with people that touch our players. We were just talking a little while ago about Tom Herman and him talking about the alignment piece of it. I know exactly where he got it from. And if that doesn't happen in your program, you don't win. You do not win. We've got some places in this building that have to change for us to win. I love our strength coach. I love his room. I think our equipment room is on board. We got a training room we got to get fixed. And we have to get that done for us to be successful. And that's one of the areas that, you know, and then there's other areas, but we got to make sure we get that fixed.
Coach, have you and Herman talked ever since you got hired?
We've texted.
Just good conversations.
Yep. They wouldn't be bad, I wouldn't think. Say that again.
So which players that you personally have that are returning, can you say, I can build a team around a player like this?
Well, if Aaron Brewer continues to grow the way he's going, I think we got a chance to build some things in the offensive line around Aaron Brewer. If Dean Taylor continues to grow and mature, I think we got a chance to build around Dean Taylor. Brian London, you know, obviously has played well for us. If we got, you know, if he does well, continues to grow, we got a chance to build around him. I think you look at those three guys, and they can give you kind of a, you know, some pillars in your program.
I know you guys haven't come on the coach, but what's been the good, the bad, and the ugly up to this point for this program?
Well, the good is, I mean, it's a great university and it's in a great location. You ought to be able to recruit here, and if you if done right, you ought to be able to recruit here, and there ought to be a program that's doing this all the time. My the bad is I wonder why it hadn't, you know, and I'd still every day sit down and think about why hadn't this program been there, because every coach in this league talks about this program. Every coach that I talk to goes, they don't know why. And so how do we get that, you know, where it is that way? And that's my job, you know. It's my job and a lot of other people's jobs, but it's my job as far as the football program. Those are the things that I look at, you know. You have to go through. I went and did a function yesterday, a roundtable, kind of a deal on campus with student government yesterday. And I passed by on my way to LBJ. There's this big crater, big hole in the ground over by Comanche. And I think about, that's our football program right now, that hole in the ground over there. And everybody's going, what's going to be built in that hole in the ground over there? It's got, like, stuff around it you can't really see in it and all that stuff. But I keep thinking, that's our football program. Somebody went in there and blew it up, cleaned it out. It's nasty and ugly right now. There's going to be a, I don't know what that building's going to be over there. A dorm, probably. A nice dorm or something over there. But it's going to be something nice, and it's going to take some time to build it. And I keep thinking, that's our football program. Every time I pass by that hole over there, I go, that's our football program right now. That's what I think about. So, again, that's me being positive for the future for football program.
You got another block last week, block kick. Mm-hmm. How big is it that your team is buying into special teams? Something that's kind of forgotten on a lot of teams.
You know, I don't think special teams is forgotten on any team. I think what you get what you emphasize. And we spend an awful lot of time on special teams, and it's got to be one of the foundations of our football program. Like, you don't win championships unless you have good special teams. I've never been around a team, a championship team, that wasn't good on special teams. And those guys that make up your core, we talk about a core special teams group of about 15, you know, most teams 15, 18 guys. Those guys have to be the cornerstone of your football team. And whether they're starters, backups, whatever they do, those are the guys that go out and work every day. And they make up, you know, your what we call our big four special teams. But they also are big members of your football team. And that's where you start. One of the positives about this season is we feel like we've developed a little bit of a core. Not enough guys yet, but a little bit of a core special teams guys that we want to be able to take in the future and grow. And hopefully those guys become leaders on your football team. They set the culture of your football team. You guys are easy, man.
Coach, looking at like the season, how it's been, how do you assess Tyler Jones? You know, from the beginning that you started, you know, not knowing what he was like, and if he was coachable or not. You know, how do you assess him till the end? You know, he's about to break some records. He could, maybe not. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you assess him?
Well, I mean, when I first met Tyler, I didn't know anything about him. The only thing that I'd known or heard was that he was real quiet and not really, you know, stand up and stand in front of the team, which I had never been around as a coach, a quarterback that wasn't really kind of the guy of the team. So that's been a little bit different. I think he's talented. I wish, you know, he had a little bit more assertiveness and was a little bit more with the team and talked to the players a little bit more, the receivers and that type deal. But it's not his personality. He's got some talent. He's got a strong arm. I think and I don't know what the offense was in the past. He's a little bit underdeveloped as far as coverage knowledge down the field. You know, we don't take many shots down the field because I don't think he feels comfortable throwing it down the field. And for us, that's a big part of our offense, so we have to continue to grow that.
Even if he doesn't start, would you consider playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody that dresses out there that's eligible is up to be thrown in the game.
Coach, after Arkansas State, is there any time off or does 2017 begin on Sunday?
We'll have a team meeting Sunday and there'll be coaches on the road Sunday night. In fact, there'll be coaches on the road tonight recruiting after practice.
Coach, in terms of attendance, is this anything like what you've seen in the past in your past coaching stops? Maybe like not having that many students in the state?
Thanksgiving weekend is tough anywhere. You know, anywhere I've been, it's been a tough deal. We just left a place that, you know, was playing for conference championships, and Thanksgiving weekend was tough. It's always tough when you talk about student attendance. So, you know, I don't get, you know, much attendance. How do you help attendance go win games? That's what I go win games. And that's – attendance will get better when we start winning games. I get that part of it.
In terms of being on ESPN2 on Saturday, mm-hmm. does that help recruit?
Sure. It does. It usually helps more when you're winning.
Thank you, Chris.
Yep.